motion is accepted, and you do it in Chovim Bechutz Lorev. So he explains it the same way as the Rambam, because the whole Tumeh and the Pirates Akum to the Arts as well. He's with Rabbanon, so the Chachomim will not be there, and the Pirates Akum, the Pirates Lochim, the Bechutz Lorev. So that is the Kasher, but it's Tumeh anyway, because the Chachomim will be there Tumeh and the Arts Ami. So he says, in one Teretz he says, because insofar as the Tumeh of Eretz Ami is concerned, so it's not us. And Hashem came, Yidir and Yitzhakum, so he came with us. Now the question arose, now the reason is why the Chachamim walk in there. The reason is why the Chachamim walk in there, and the Tumah of Eretz Ham. So it's because of the Mesim that Chachamim. Insofar as the Tumah of Gush of Eretz Ham, so that's based upon the Tumah, and upon the fact that the Mesim Chachamim. So why does he say Ekein is not Osa? Ekein is Osa to be Yitam himself in Mitzvah. So I said last time that we could explain the Rash. If we say that the Rash agrees with the Shite of the Yerevim and Tetzvah in Osa. Now, Reb Shimon Yochai says that the Noch is not Yitam there. But the Gemara in Yevamah says in so many words that b'magim b'maseh chol ha-shagig ha-bichol. So that means even though Rav Shimon Yochai says that the Noach is not mitam beil, so it's to maseil because other b'shiyom is beil, but l'gabi magim b'maseh ha-shagig ha-bichol p'nei ha-sode, so even Noach is mitam. Even Noach is mitam. So the Reim and Tesis Nozir say that the Noach is mitam, but there is no hazore, and he came to be mitami himself to the tumes mago masa benochi, even though he becomes tumme. Why? Because there is a special zeros akosu that one who is not mitami be'el, so he came is not musa. He came is only musa and he tume where he is mitami be'el. But if he is not mitami be'el, so he came is not musa. There is a raya from the gemara yivomes to that halach. So true, the Gemara in Yivome says that even according to Rav Shimon Yochai, that the Noach is not mitame be'ya, but b'magu emase is mitame ha-shigiga b'nei ha-chol, but al-chol ha-shigiga b'chol b'nei ha-sode, but there is no azore. So it is like cherev ha-reik ha-chol. So this is Nozir says, even though cherev ha-reik ha-chol, so Rav Chaim Kehen inquired of Rav Natan, is a bias ashatibnali. So in other words, in every bias there are nails, and at one time there was a mess in that ale, in that bias. So how can anyone enter any bias because Herevari Khol? So what is the answer that is given by most Rishani? But not from the town, but by most Rishani. The true Herev is Ariki Khol. But a Nozir is not Mikaleach, and the Kehen is only Muzer and Itume where a Nozir is Mikaleach, and Cherev Arik Chol, so a Nozir is not Mikaleach. So true, it has the same Tume as Itume's Mes. Now the Tume Zion, and Azoi is Gimur Zion, everything, but a Nozir is not Mikaleach and the Tume of Cherev Arik Chol. So since a Nozir is not Mikaleach, so Memele Kehen is not Muzer. So the Tume, or Tumas Magen, Mase of an Akum, even though he's certainly Mitame, even according to Shem Yehoi, but he's not Muzer. So the Mele, that's the reason as to why the Rash says that insofar as the Tumas Eretz Amim is concerned, so true, the Chachomim were Gezer Tume because of the Meisim that are Kavu, but there is no Yisar and Kehen to enter Eretz Ham. In Miseches Moches it's mentioned that it is us. All right, Miseches Moches, that's from Rabbon Tzvoroi, but from Rash it appears that there is no Yisar of Kehen to enter Eretz Ham. even though the Chachamim were gazing Tumel, the Gush of Eretz Ami, because perhaps in that Gush there is an Etzem Kiseyo, but perhaps the Rash agrees with the Shita of the Rain, and the Shita of the Rain, and Tesis and Nozia, that even though an Akob is certainly Mitame, Bimagal, Mase, but there is no itself to me, we can't. Now, in Tesis and Nozia, there are two Shemites. One Russian in Tesis and Nozia is the Chachomim or Gezer or Eretzami because of the Mesi Akob, the Takobashim. Another Russian is because of the Mesi Yisrael Ha'arugi. So the Rash can agree with the Russian in Tesis, the Chachomim or Gezer. Tumal Eretz Amim because of the Mesi Akum. And since it's based upon Mesi Akum, so according to the Shite of the Yireim, this is not zero, there is no Isa Tume, even though an Akum is certainly Mitame Bimagum. Alright. But there is one difficulty in that. So how does that explain the Rash? The Rash is the Kash. How can it itself the same? That there is no tumas with the rezakum in chutzlaret. So the reason is because tumas with the rezakum is only the rabbanon. So the chachamim were not geizer. But the kasha of the rash was, but it's tummy anyway. Not only mideres, not only the homes where the goyim live in chutzlaret. All of chutzlaret is mitami. So the rash says, insofar as the tumas rezakum is concerned, so a kid is not muslim. Masherim kid. Masha'in ki midir is akum in Eretz Yisrael, Ikein is Muslim. So how did we explain that why isn't Ikein Muzer and Tumas Eretz Ami, even though the Tumas Eretz Ami was Nixer on the basis of the Mesim that Akobosho, because the Rash holds that the Tumas of Eretz Ami was Nixer because of the Mesiakum that Akobosho. And the Rash holds that there is no Yisr. Ikein is not Muzer, even on the Tumas Magor Maser of Noch. So how does that explain the Rash? But the Rash answers that the reason is why. The self dimensions. Because of the Nachkemine. That Ikein is not Muzer, so that's Nachkemine between Midei Nezakum Mechutz Loretz and Midei Nezakum in Eretz Yisrael. But Monefsheh. Why were the Chachomim Gezer and Midei Nezakum, the homes of the Nochim in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Nochim are likely to become a Nephilim there. Now what kind of Nephilim are they? They are Nephilim Nochim. So how can the Rash say that's the Nachkemine between Midei Nezakum in Eretz Yisrael? So then there is Tumah. So Ikein is Muzer and Midei Nezakum in Chutz Loretz, Chachomim were not Gezer. And insofar as the general Tumah of Eretz Amim is concerned, so Ikein is not Muzer. Masha'in came with Eretz Akum in Eretz Yisrael, the Chachomim were Gezer. So not only it's Mitanim, Midrabon, Ikein is also Midrabon, to enter the home of Enochi, because of the possibility, lest the Nephil is Kobushon. But it's the Eretz Akum. So the Rashita appears to be like the Raymond Tesis Nozia, that the Ikein is not Muzer. So why should it be Muzer to enter the homes of the Nochim in Eretz Yisrael? A Nephil Yisrael is not Kobushon, so only Nephil Nochi is Kobushon. But the Nephil Nochi is certainly Mitame Magel Maser, but Ikein is not Muzer on the Tumah of Enochi. So even on the Tumah of the Nephil, that is Kobo in the Medeire is Anochi in the Eretz Yisrael, so Ikein is not Muzer. Now, the Rash, so I went over very carefully the Rash in Oretz. So I saw that the Rash mentions another Tesefte. He mentions a Tesefte. The Tesefte says, Midereis, now the Mishnah says, Midereis, ho if the Chichovim Tmei, kam edishem v'seichon, v'itzol, dike, avoyimye. So then the Tesefte says, in Oretz, v'im hoyosho, So, Hake Leisi Moder, mit der ist er gekommen mit mir. Hake Leisi Moder, ich bin gekommen. Apu Ebe, Apu Oshif, Oten, der ist another Gerso. Apu Ebe, Apu Oish, it doesn't make any difference. Even according to the Gerso, the Rashi happens to mention the Gerso. Apu Ebe, Apu Oish. So it's the same chat, I mean, because Mishne points out that Isha also means what kind of an Isha is Shifro. What kind of a Shifro? A Shifro Knaimis. So in other words, because a Shifro Knaimis is also Choshud to be Kedeya, a Neifu in the mother. And the same Zeire applies to a Shifro because a Shifro Knaimis and Avodim Knaimim are also Paul's business. So Mele, even if they are not Nosu, and if there is a Shifro Knaimis in that house, so it's also Tomei. Then the Tisefte says, Hakeleisi Modo, Chovim Afilevet, 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 Afilevisho, which means a Shifro Knaimis, Vafilu Soris. So I mean Soris, in other words, he couldn't have, if his Soris lives there, he couldn't have any children. But it's Roi Pruk, Chachomim didn't distinguish between one mother of Nochim and another mother of Nochim. Vafilu Koten, Ben Teshoni Vimechot, Oyevit Kichovim, Hanosu Kusis. That means Kusis of the Kusim who were misguided. And even though Kusim get a MSA, but they were, they commingled with the Goyim, and they were also Paul's business. So Mele, even if the Kichovim is Nosu to a Kusis, and Kusim get a MSA, so Al Pudinchi is a Israelis, but that mode is Mitam. Is mitam. The kichovim anosu kusis. The kusi anosu ibn is kichovim. Or ibn kichovim shavod of kusim. Or shavod of kusim. So, or kusi shavod of nochri. Eisi moderat. So in other words, the tumeo, mideiris anochri, applies not only to mideiris anochri. Even if a kusis lives there, in that mode, is married to a kusis. So it also applies. Or if he has avodim kusim, because they are also mogil to be kaveya, or he has a shifra knaimis in the house, so they are also mogil to be kaveya nifol. So that means that the takone of mideris anochim applies not only to a model in which only goyim live, but let's say if a kusis lives. So it's also, and because of the group, so the mele, so that's why the Rash says that the reason is why the Nafkimine between the Nafkimine in this thing that is mentioned in the Tisefte, that there is no Midiris Akum Echutz Loretz, but it's come anyway. So the answer is, insofar as the Takone, the Xere of Tumas Eretz Ham is concerned, so there is no Yisea. There is no Yisrael Palikir to enter Chutz Loretz. It's mitam. Masha'inkein, the Xeira that the Chachomim were misakein, regabi midirei so'akum b'chut b'yach soil. So that is based not only on the possibility of a nefel of a goy is kovashom, but of a nefel of a shepatnaimis is kovashom, of a nefel of a kusis, when kusim kerem is saying what they were misarei with the goy. In the Arts Israel, the Kusi, and they were also Paul's business. So, Mele, the Takone is not only based upon the possibility of the Nefu of the Nochis, but also of the Nefu of the Kusis, and the Nefu of the Shevat Naimis. A Shevat Naimis, a Nefu of the Shevat Naimis is certainly Mitame. Bimagilu Mase Ube, okay, Israel, and the Kusim Giremese. So, it's also Mitame, Bimagilu Mase, and there. So, that's why the Rash can say that after Mine, between Mideres Akum and Eretz Yisroel, Mideres Akum and Chutz Loretz, even though Mideres Akum and Chutz Loretz is also Mitami, not only Mideres, all of Chutz Loretz is Mitami. And it's Mitami to Mesmes, but there is no Yisrael of Panikeyan. Masha'inke Mideres Akum and Eretz Yisroel, which is also based upon the possibility of a Nefel of a Shifra Knaimis and of a Kusis, Hanosulim et Kechovim. So, Mimele, or Nochi Sheyesh Le'avodim Knaimim, and Shifro Knaimis, So the mele, so a kayan is not allowed even to enter the medieval sacrum in Eretz Yisrael. All right. Now we're up to the Gemara. That this on the base. Tisha tzipurin shel matzo. V'yechot shel chometz. V'yechot shel chometz. If there are nine bundles of matzo, and one of chometz, v'yose albo v'shokal. V'lo yadino ni matzi shokal v'chometz shokal, hayde tisha chanumis. So kol piporis meru beporis. Kol piporis meru beporis. So in other words, he doesn't have to, so Rashi explains it, he doesn't have to be baby. Teisha tziburi, piskei halachas. V'yose arba b'shoka. V'nichtas libayis b'fonein. V'lo yadino, yichomet shoka. V'chim nechazine tzchi chimono. V'dei, oidil mematze shoka. Hayde teisha chanunis. V'kain lo, mihu, v'kamei. Now, it's a very strange thing. The Riv, so and every sugya, so he passes the halach. Now here, so this whole gemara of kama v'kama piskei halachas, kama v'kama piskei halachas, the Riv is mashmi, the Rambam is not mashmi, but the Riv is mashmi. All these halachas is mashmi. In Chay Shishin, and then a piece of Gemara, or Mashim Mishayel Chen Kutzine, and then he has the last memories and that Dalet on the base, that Dalet on the base. But all these halachas, the Riv is Mashim. All these halachas, so the question is raised. Why is the Riv Mashmit all these halachas and these are not halachas that are Hilchas and Rimshicha, I mean these are Negev, the Negev, this man Azek, he is Mashmit. But it seems, for a very simple reason, the Riv is Mashmit. Because what was the purpose of the Riv? I mean, the Riv mentioned the Mishnah in the Boris, and then he mentioned the Psak halacha. So what was the purpose of the Chibur of the Riv? I mean, so the purpose of the Chibur of the Riv was to mention how he passed. Otherwise, there's Machlekes in Gemara, Machlekes Tanoim, Machlekes Amoraim. So he mentioned, so we don't know how he passed. So he passed the halacha. So we mainly know that to mention how he passed, he has to mention the whole Machlekes, otherwise we wouldn't even be able to understand it. But the purpose, the Riv's purpose was not that Jews should not learn the Gemara and just learn the Riv. So in other words, you cannot understand the Riv unless you go over the Gemara first. And then you go over the Riv, so you'll know how it passed. Mashenkin here, so the Gemara itself mentions a number of Piskei Halacha. As Rashi says, so the Gemara itself says Piskei Halacha say. So why should he mention it? So Mimele, he doesn't mention all these halachas. All right. So Teisha Tzipur Shal Matzeh Ve'echot Shal Chometz. So Rashi says, V'yose Arba, V'shoka V'yadino, Y'matze Shoka V'chomet Shoka, Hayle Teisha Chanez, so we rely on Bo, Kol Bipol Yishmiru Bipol. Hayle, so he says, V'nichmas Lepal Yitponen, V'yadino Y'chomet Shoka, V'chivi V'chazine, Tzchichi Lono Vivi, O'yidino Y'matze Shoka. So Hayle Teisha Chanez, Y'tayno Rebuhu Kamei, כל קבוע שלא תלוי ממוקים קבוע אם הם הולכים ביחד הרוב אלא הרי הוא כמחצה או מחצה so in other words, so in this case it's not called the Polish but פירי שלא עושה הרבה משוקל היי נסיעי בריטנן תשע חנוי יזכו למייחים was a shuto ba khat khar ta khaylo lo kha ma khat ni dia ni ni lo kha sve gos u nim tso hola kha kha so pirish kruso מאחס מן הציבורים, מאחס מן הזוויץ, והוא ידע לה מהם אל היוקרץ, והוא עושה ארבע בשוקל ומחס הבייס, היי נסייב את מסליס, ניתניה, היי נסייב את ניתניה, ותן שכנו יזדהי חברות חיים ומוקי כדורי, הילכים בהם אחר אור. So it's not a mission, it's a price. So, what we do now? We walk in Machas Mei, or we say Chacham, we say Kiosa, the whole Kabua, the Mechel Mechel Nomen, the Nakin on the Horm, the Komolo, this is the Soli Tzadik, it is referenced to the case of Tisha Akum, Tisha Yisrael, the Chadakum, so it's Kim Nachzal Mechel, so it's what obvious, who we need so, what's the Hanim Tzadik Haka, when the Hanim is, or the Harob, the whole Viporis, the whole Viporis, the whole Viporis, in Kam Tiras Kabua. So Rashi applies to the Mohel, this memory, we got it deep. So if there are 10 bundles, let's say he was building the house. So he made his own search, and then he found 10 bundles of matzah and one of hummus after he was baked. So he left. So he left the 10 bundles of matzah and one bundle of hummus. Then an arbor came. And he didn't remove it. He left them in that place where. And then an arbor came. And he took one bundle, and we don't know which one he took. Whether he took a bundle of matzah, so this fact doesn't impose upon us any chiyum of decay again. Or he took the bundle of chometz, some mele. If he took the bundle of chometz, so then it imposes upon us a chiyum decay again. So even though there are 9 chances against one, but there's a chok of one. However, If the Alba took one bundle at first and put it in one of the zones. Suppose he took away one bundle, the Rabbis himself took away one bundle and put it in one of the zones. So it was famous when he came to us. And then an Alba came. And he took that bundle that the Balabais himself before put in his arms. So then it's already pirish. So then he doesn't have to make any of the king. Why? Because I'm pouring to a point. You ask what difference does it make? It's the same from the point of view of probability of chances. So it's the same chances of 9 against 1 in one case as in the other. So the answer is the same thing you can ask about Tesha Hanuyes. So what difference does it make? Whether it's mitzvah or he bought in one of the stores. Is the same 9 chances against 1 in either case, but there's Exeras HaKosov, it's not in the union of Sore. It's Exeras HaKosov. So here too, it's Exeras HaKosov. So if he wasn't perished one bundle into his obvious, he didn't remove one bundle into his obvious, and then the Arbor took away one bundle from the Kimak years, so then it's Kavua. So he has to make a new decay. But if the Balabais was put away one bundle into his office, then an Alba came and took away that particular bundle. But he doesn't know what kind of a bundle it is. We rely on Kodipos. Now, let's see the thesis. Thesis is Chirikam. So according to Rashi, this memory of Tisha Tziburi has reference to Bdik, the Chirik, not to the Yisrachim. Hani Tisha Chanuz, the Dimash Pirash HaKuntas, the Yidika, 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 the that if he won the Kedawah, that if one bought in one of the stores, and he doesn't know which store. He doesn't know in which store. So it's considered the Sophie. So here too, he's required to make a PK. There is our Kokubaki Matamertadon. So it's a Sophie. But here, it's making a Rabbanon, so you know it's Kabua. So it shouldn't be Mechuyev. To make it decay. So Tesis gives the Teretz that in explaining Rashi, that Rashi applies this case to where Loi bit. Some may wait, it's making the rice. So since it's really nice, it could work in Echza Mechza Dome. Work in Echza Mechza Dome. So Mele is Mechuyev to make it Dike. Now the Rambam also mentions the Halacha regarding Dike. And he doesn't apply it to a case where he was not Mevatel. Even to a case where he was Mevatel. So the Rambam is Masik and Rambam, but is this fake in Rambam? The Rambam is Chilek and Rambam. And the Rambam applies it to a case where it was not Mevatel, so it's fake in the Rambam. But if he was Mevatel, it's this fake in Rambam. So then, even if it's Loi Pirej, he doesn't have to make a new B'dike. So the Matan Mishnah gives a very simple Teretz on the Rambam, and that's the Shita of the Rambam also, that even if he was not Mevatel, so if it's void pirei, she's mechuyev to make him dik again. But why can't we say sveike de rabbanon? So the answer is here it's not shayach to say sveike de rabbanon, because there is a chiyuv de rabbanon to be beidik every place that machnisim bechometz. So what does it mean? Kol mokin she machnisim bechometz or dik. What does that mean? That is vaday that there is chometz. That's not kol mokin she machnisim bechometz. So mokin she machnisim bechometz means a place in which chometz is likely to be. So that was Lakodesh Chachomim, even if he was mevatel. So he's mechuyev to be beidik every mokin that is machnisim bechometz, that chometz is likely. So maybe it's not shy to say it's tzvikei d'rabbanan likulei, because if you are going to apply the concept of tzvikei d'rabbanan likulei, so you shouldn't be mechuyev to be beidik any mokim, any house, unless you are sure that there is chometz. But that's not halacha. Kol mokim shemachnisim bechometz, even though you're not sure, as long as chometz is possible, is likely, there is. So you are mechuyev to be beidik. So it's not shayach. So the whole chiyuv of b'dike was niskan al asar. So how can we apply the concept of sveiket rabbanan likulei? So the answer is states that, I mean, that seems to be a very reasonable spot. I mean, how can we say it's just sveiket rabbanan? But here the whole takone was miskavasa. That where do you have a mokim? You have a house in which chometz is likely, even though you don't know, perhaps there is no chometz. But perhaps yes. So you have a chif mevei, they give the yod mevat. So how can all the shame, I mean most the shame say that if he was mevatel, then he is not mevatel. He's not mevatel. So the answer is, I mean they all agree with that svar, with that concept, that we cannot apply the general principle of sveiket rabbanan likulei legabei chiyuv dikei d'rabbanan. Because the whole rabbanan was niskan al asot. But here he was bathing the house. He was bathing the house. And now, and from the point of view of probability, so even if it's Loi Pirej, we should say that there are 9 chances against 1 chance that the Arbo took away a bundle of matzah. A bundle of matzah, not a bundle of chometz. Now, so if he took away a bundle of matzah, so he took away a bundle of matzah, so maybe, so through the Arbo, the Arbo might have been gathered, you know, in all the corners, in all the cracks of the house, but he was gathered a matzah, so it doesn't matter. So maybe, now, but there is a loch of kavua, and kavua is al-Tadim considered as a suffix. But here we're not interested whether Al-Tadim is a suffix. This is the pshat in Tesis, in Old Rishayim. Because here we're not interested whether it has a Chalishim suffix or it has a Chalishim suffix. That's not important. Because even Sveiket Rabbanan is a poet. But here there is a special aloche that Kol Mokim Shemachnisim Bechomets. So it's all even though it's a suffix, that was the Takovas Chachomim. That you have to be bathing every bias in which chometz is likely. So mele, since the bias wasn't. And the question is, as a result of the fact that osa arba b'shokal should it be considered like mokim shemachnisim chometz, says, no, it should not be considered as Mokish Machmisel Chametz. Because the bias was Nidak Thoros. So, but because of the Arbor that came, and it's Isopika Shoko Albedin of Kogua, so it should be considered as Mokish Machmisel Chametz. But why should it be considered as Mokish Machmisel Chametz? From the point of view of probability, So we should say that in all probability the arbor took away a bundle of matzah. So that means that in all probability, so matzah was distributed by the arbor in the cracks of the house, not chometz. So mele the bais does not become a mokim shemachnis in the chometz. This is the pshat in Tosfos Novikshe. But the Shittas Rambam is to the contrary. The Shittas Rambam is since Alpidin, so Kol Kavua is Kimecht Al Mecht Dome, and it's considered Isofik, so Alpidin is Isofik. Maybe the Arba took away Chometz. And if the Arba took away Chometz, so he might have been gathered into all the pinnits of the house, into all the cracks of the house. So in Mele, it becomes a mokim shemachnis lechomis, the same bias which was nitzach already once, acquires a status of mokim shemachnis lechomis. Since Alpidin is a shock, even though in all probability there is no chomis, you know, from the point of view of probability. But since Alpidin, this kind of probability is considered a sophic, so mele, according to the Rambam, it becomes a mokim shemachnis lechomis. Alright, now the Rambam Shit, so there's the Rambam Shit. Now, why does Teisa say here, the Hoche is like the new Yishlema, the island in Shemokate? Why doesn't Teisa say that Rashi Shite is like the Rambam? Teisa couldn't understand, I mean, that Rashi Shite, let's say that Teisa didn't know the Rambam Shite, but Teisa himself could understand, I mean, such a Shite. So the answer is, there is a raya from Rashi that Rashi did not agree with the Rambam Shita. Because the Rashi says, in regard to two things, he says, regarding the case of Sophie Koyo, so Hayu Bio, who we took the Wes of Rabon. So Rashi says, we got the Batim of Rabon in it, Hibu the Picas Homes the Rabon, how you be good. So the Rambam, in the Hanamiki pass things that it requires Vic. Since we pass in there like Rabon, not like from Wes, also required Vic. But Rashi explains, so why does the Rambam say that it requires Bikit Isophic or Sophic Loyal? Because the Rambam Mishito say that as the Magen Mishnah explains the Shite, that here we cannot say Sveikin Rabbanon Biblikule, because the whole Takone of Dikas Chometz was Niskar Sophic. But Rashi says that Isophic or Sophic Loyal, that the Gemara doesn't mean that Chometz would be Tolu in the Machlikas of Azam Rabbanon. The Gemara mentions it's dumya, the tziur is similar to the tziur of the hanichas nevikon. But over there is a machlekes of Ezra Rabbanon. But here, according to everybody, he doesn't have to make a new bdike on account of the fact that his bdike is Rabbanon. So we couldn't say that Rashi here agrees with Shlis Rambam, because we see in connection with something that the law, it doesn't agree with Shlis Rambam. So he says, Veid kosher, the gabi teisha chanuels. So that means the veil Rashi veil teisves. If he was mivatel, so then even with his loy pirish, he is not mechuyev to make a new bdike. Why? Because since two it's niskar lasofik, but it since the bias was nivdak, so mainly the bias remains a mokim shemach nisibach. Right. Veid kosher, the gavitei shachanuyeis, leka yechez cheskas heter, avo loche, itka cheskas boduk, dobe badi, dobe boduk maire, di lavo chet shite di koyev di ke, siddhi boyerti ke. So in other words, so it seems from Teisves that Teisves has that kashe, even if we say that that the Gemara has reference, the Gemara has reference to a case where he was not mevatel, where he is not mevatel. So even then, he shouldn't be mechuyev to be mevatel. Why? Because the bias was already lived there. The bias was already lived there, and since the bias was already lived there, so no culpability, he doesn't have chometz much of his service. If he doesn't have chometz much of his service, so even though al pidinit is something, so it appears from the Israelis, and that's a chiddush, that just as we have our loche regarding the chiyuv dikir, that it only applies to mokim shemachnisi yechometz and mokim sheimachnisi yechometz. So the chiyuv dikir doesn't apply. So the pshat is not that he's not mechuyev to becheishish. Just as one is not mechuyev to becheishish in the case of his vexei. So he's not mechuyev to becheishish. But suppose, let's say someone does something that he involves his vexei later. And then it turns out that it was us. So we don't say that it didn't involve any maizisa. It didn't involve any maizisa, but since al-Bedini wasn't mechuyev to becheishish because it was his vexveke, so he's an onus. Like Pesach Suachitzos. So if it's a inacious Israel, so she's muteres there. So it's muteres there. And let's say he lived with her and then he found out that she was mizan. And she was mizanetach. And behot. So does that mean that there was no ma'isameh, there was a ma'isameh, but he's an onus on sachmei patra. So we could say that haloche that kol mokim shemachnis in yechomeitz in tzor b'dike is also like that. Mokim shemachnis in yechomeitz, so he doesn't have to be cheshik. But suppose he wasn't beidik, and then it turned out that there was chometz, so he was mivatel. The mitzvah b'dike. No, it's not like that. There it's more than that. It's not just that he doesn't have to be chayshish. The halacha is the chachomim who are not mechayevim im b'dike. In the mokim sheimachnis b'chometz. The chachomim who are not mechayevim. The chachomim who are only mechayevim b'dike in the mokim sheimachnis b'chometz. Where chometz is like, but if it's a place where chometz is not likely, so even if Tlapishmai is dying, that there is chometz for some reason, I mean. So there is chometz, so he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev. So apparently this is holds that the gabi chiyuv of bitul mitraise. Chiyuv of bitul mitraise. So where is there now? The chiyuv of bitul is also, let's say, if we say that bitul is isakash bisu. Teisa Shite happens to be that Bitul is not Mitzvah Yisrael. So the whole purpose of Bitul with Isaac is to avoid the Isa of Bali Hoye. So certainly, Regabe, the Isa of Bali Hoye, Teisa Shite in the second period is much, much more than that. That if it's Homachin Yodua, so he's not Mechuyev, so he's not Yodua Bali Hoye. But even in regard, even if we don't say like Teisa Shite in the second period, that by Chomechen Yidua, so there is no Bali Hoye. Even according to the Rishayim, that by Chomechen Yidua, there is Bali Hoye. But only when is the Bali Hoye, and when is the Echirim of Tashbisu? Where the Tashbisu consists of Biur greater, not of Bitul, or Tashbisu manifests itself in Bitul also. So when is there a love of Bali Hoye, a love of Bali Hoye, or of Tashbisu, if it's a mokim shemachnis in the chometz. But if it's a mokim shemachnis in the chometz. But then it turned out, after Pesach, he found out that there was chometz. So it's not that he was in the Bali Hoye, and he was in the Tashbisu, but he's an only Shomesh Chachmur Epa. He was not in labor about the Hoye. He was not in labor about Tashbisu, because the Chir, the Yisar of Bali Hoye, even according to the Shemim, that Bali Hoye applies to chometz in Yodua, also, but only if it's a mokim shemachnis in yechometz. But if it turns out that accidentally he had chometz in his reshus, but it was a chometz, the chometz happened to be mokim shemachnis in yechometz, Let's say he has a certain office and he never eats in his office. But then he found out after Pesach that someone brought, without telling him, someone, a stranger, came into the house and put chametz there. So it's not that he's an honest. He was not eating on Tashbisu. He is not mechuyev in Tashbisu in the mokei shemachlis in chametz. So that's his discussion. So Tesis says, Beit Kosh, in other words, even if you will apply it to the case of the detail, so the Kavitesha Chanuya is like a cheskaseter, avol hoche ik me'acheskas boduk, dobu boduk ma'ayim. The love of a cheated boy ticket. But the question is, what kind of a boduk is? So what's the significance of boduk since there is kavua? Some melee, so it's not boduk. The answer is, kavua ki mechtal mechtadome, so is it? Is out is exosakosu that it has it in soft. Alpudin is considered soft. Alpudin is considered soft. But from the point of view of probability, so we have the same probability. In loy pirish as in pirish. But it's exosakosu. Mashikin here, where he was already baited. So Mimele, if he was baited, if he made a real dick in the house, so then the house, the moment you are baiting a house, if you make the dick according to the deal, so maybe the house becomes a mokim shemachlis in chometz. The moment you are baiting, even though the whole year you use chometz in it, but the moment you make a dik in the house, so it becomes a mokim shemachlis in chometz. So the kavua should convert it into a mokim shemachlis in chometz. So we say, since bimtzias, so we have the same probability. I mean, in loy pirish as in pirish. So it doesn't become a mokim. Shemachnis b'chomin, just because of the din there is exosakosu of kol kavua kemechtam b'chomin. So Teisa says, even if he was loy pitei, so it's still different. Veit kosher, the gravitation chanuiz leke cheskaseter, avol hoche ik me'acheskas bodu, do bebodet ma'ere, ila avoche pshite di boi pitei. So memeile seems it is a god. And it's korev levadai. So true, it cannot be considered as levadai because of the exosakosu. Of course, but Korav Levadai, so no probability that it is still Bodo, no probability. So Mimele, the device cannot become a Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. So even if Loi Pirish, he shouldn't be Mechuyev to be Beidin, even if Loi Pirish. Because suppose he was not Mevatel, so why is he Mechuyev to be Beidin? Because of the Mitzvah of Tashbis. Could be the Tashbisu, no, they should be nobody roy. But he's not Mechuyev in Tashbisu. He's Mechuyev in Tashbisu only in the Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. But this bias, he was Nimtek already, so it's a Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. Alright, the middle ring, so in other words, so as far as that is concerned, so Rashi is Chilikantesis. Rashi is Chilikantesis. And Rashi holds that insofar as the mitzvah of Tashbisu is concerned, so Mimele is Mechuyev to be Mashbis the Chometz, even if it is a Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. So too, in regard to the Chiyuv the Rabbon of Tike, where he was Mevatel, so then we say, as long as it is a Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz, so even if Klav Ishmael is Galia, that the Arba did take Chometz, and he spread it out in all the cracks and all the Chorim Zokim of the house, so he's not Mechuyev. So he has no Aveira. So the Aveira. But if he was not Mevatel, so then there is a Chiyuv of Tikkun incumbent upon him because of Tashbisu. Tashbisu, so in regard to the Chiyuv essay of Tashbisu, there is no Aloche of Mokim Shemachlis in Chometz. True, of course, with the Raisa itself, he doesn't have to be Chelshish. He doesn't have to be Chelshish in a play, unless there is Chometz in Mokim Shemachlis in Chometz. So it's only because he doesn't have to be Chelshish. But since here there is Aloche of Kol Kavua Kemechtza Al Mechtza, no, so he has to be Chelshish. But in regard to the Rabbonon, so Rashi will agree in the Mitzvahs that if it's a Mokim Shemachlis in Chometz, So the chiyuv the rabbanon of Dike b'diras vada doesn't apply. Even if Klav Ishmael is galye, then there is
Why?
We need a little. The Indian Chehiti are well advised. We need so. Kaboy in Shoglach Hilila. So according to the Lili, so the Gemara says, this aloha, Tisha Sibuni. So you can recognize it, whether it's chametz or not. So what the Gemara says, "Hayne teisha chanuyei." So in other words, if you suffer, you're not allowed to eat that one. But it. So if pirish, first it was pirish, because arba v'shokal. So hayne seife. So yeah. So even though you there are no earmarks on the bundle where you could recognize whether it is chametz or not, it looks the same. It looks the same. As a matter of fact, the Yemenite Jews, even today, so they bring pratim in such a way that it looks like a robe. Some Yemenite Jews. So, I mean, so you couldn't recognize. You couldn't recognize whether it's chametz or it's matzah. So this Gior says, so this is what the Gemara tells us. If the Arba was made in the Kribayins, we need to talk about him, Shorlachilila. So if Pirish, so it's Muta, just as by Nimzo, it's Muta. So we rely on Kolipots, on Kolipots. Vintema, Kiosar, Babishoka, Manet, Buri, Amai Hosha, Vikobua, Maishne Nimzo, Vifiago, Nimzo, Viad Nochi. The village in Anoshe, Kolkmerab, the Rapashin, Sauna, I know, sir, Nimzo, Haro. So what difference does it make whether it's Nimzo b'Yavo or Nimzo b'Yavnochi, if it's Nimzo b'Yav Yisrael? So the same shaila, whether it's Nevele or Shchuto, affects him too. So Nevele, it has a din of Gemua. Masha'imken, if Nimzo b'Yavnoch, so he doesn't affect him, the shaila doesn't affect him. So here, if it's Nimzo b'Yavo, certainly the shaila doesn't affect the Arbo itself. So maybe it should be considered as called the porridge, even if it's loy pirish. Ve'imri, d'hochem ha'ilek, ish'o'inu sh'o'okach min ha'kavua, sh'nila na'asofik v'imkin kvir. Avo im loy ro'inu, ha'vleki pirish, ve'azlinon basavu. Because if it's ro'inu sh'o'okach, so even if we saw an akum that was lekeach, let's say now, so that's the halacha. Let's say the atisha chanuyim is miches psar shchut, and one chanus is mecheres psar nevel. And let's say someone, a Jew, was across the street, was looking through the window, and he saw that the goy entered in that market where the atisha chanuyim is miches psar shchut, and he saw that the goy bought him one of the stalls. So then the goy comes and delivers to him. But he himself saw how the goy took it, bought it in one of the stores. So since it's pirish lifoneinu, so then it has a din of kavod. So there is a machlekes reshenim whether in such a case it has a din of kavod min haise or it has a din of kavod min rabon. But it certainly has a din. Of course, according to Moses Hashemim, so Pirish Lefaneinu has a din of Kavua Midrais. Shitin Rani is that it has a din of Kavua or Midrava. So, Vayimari, Dhochem Ayrek, Shorinu, Shorokach, Unakavua, Shedil, and Asol, and Kitkir. I will believe, I have a kibir reish v'azin v'sol. Hodi po, it's a good. Kabi zvokhi, shemisao, v'chato yisa meisei. Oy, b'sheira meiskel. Ama yomu, sukulom, yo b'shiune, v'nidayne. V'nei mekol di poris, v'chu be poris. Avon pishik v'nei, v'nasov, v'mikil kliye. Shano oso, v'lehavi kovu agon. Shio yisa meura v'het, v'yinikya. But, since it's about haito v'choshu, so, the chachomi. The Chachom was saying that is a deal of Kavua, as a deal of Kavua, so it does not become bottled. With Rabbon and also the Kavua said, with the rights of the Hoshi Kavua, that when is it considered Kavua with the rights? When is it considered? With the right Kavua with the rights, where the Yisrael is Nika became it, like Teisha Hanuyes. So then, the Yisrael became it, Nika, everyone knows which Hanu sells the Veilo, which Hanuyes. Sell Shchutam. Mashen came where it's not Nikab Kame, so then with the Raise it's not considered Kavua. So Isa Murabi Heta Nika. With Rabon Nosro be Kavua, with Raise Hoshi Kavua, Elephant say the Kame. Lachlan has been awesome today, Shabu Yukam Kavua, Mibinim Sokiven, Shenu Isa Yatua. So the Mele, so over there we can resort to this Eitze of Nir Bishan Rai. Right. Now the next case. Now, there's a lot of discussion going on among the Achrenim as to whether the Raivet and the Rambam, and the Raivet and the Rif is the same Raivet or it's a different Raivet. Because the Raivet Balasoges is the second Raivet. There were three Raivets. There was the first Raivet, there's the Raivet Balaeshko, and then there was the second Raivet, that's the Raivet Balasogis and the Rambam, and then there was the third Raivet, and that's the Raivet who wrote the Sefer HaKabbalah and Sefer Munorom. So the Raivet, the Baal Sefer HaKabbalah and the Baal Munorom, he certainly is not mixed up with other Raivet. The subject is in regard to the Raivet and the Rif. Is he the Raivet Balaeshko or is the Raivet Balasoges and Rambam? That's a shy. As a matter of fact, the Malbushi Yontef has one simen in which he discusses this question, whether the Raivet, the Balasoges and the Rif, is the Raivet Balaeshkul or is the Raivet Balasoges, but the Raivet Balasoges and the Rambam. There are Raivets, there are certain Raivets, either way. And so, now, let's see here. Now, the Raivet, the Balaeshkul and the Raivet Balasoges and the Rambam, so the Raivet Balasoges and the Rambam was the son of the Raivet Balaeshkul. Now, here the Raivet the Rambam says in Perevesim Chaschomet Somato Haloche Yud Hiniach Tisho Tziburin Shomato Viecha Shomet ובו ארבו ונותר, ולא ידענו אם חומץ עם מעצו נותר, ונכנס לבית סבודוק, צורך ליבני, שכל הקבוע כמח צוער מחץ. So the Raivet, the Rambam doesn't mention it לגבי ביטול, but לגבי פיקה, even though it's in the Rambam. The Raivet is מעצק. כושב הרייבת זה, לא ימח ורא, הומי עושה, אלו לעניין ביטול. Aber wie ihr Bdike, Zweike der Rabbonen. Zweike der Rabbonen. So, in other words, he's chilek, der Raivet, Palasokis, an der Rambam, is chilek an der Rambam. And he says, like all the other Bishay, that this is mentioned in the Gemara in connection with Bittl. in connection with Bittl, whether he's mechuyev to mevatel or in connection with Bittl, if he wasn't mevatel, whether he's mechuyev to be vedek. I mean, that all depends. I mean, because if we say, in other words, if we say chometz that Bittl is only effective b'chometz yedua, not b'chometz yedua, not b'chometz yedua, so mele in case where it was not mevatel, so mele has to be vedek. Because what I would say, mechver ho milsel in Bittl, avol in b'dike, zveke drabon. So this is the Raivad here in the Asot. The Raivad and the Rish now. So in order to understand the Raivad, we have to see first the Baramoy. Now and that the Baramoy itself, so there is a machlekes v'shein. Tisha Tzipurin, Baramoy, and then you want Tisha Tzipurin shall matzo. ויחס של חמץ, ויוסה ארבע בשוקה, ויוסה ארבע בשוקה, סוגי דשמי צקרב זירה, דומה ולחם משייר, ובקבוע, הווה כמחצה או מחצה, ליצור ביטו שם להתירה, הווה בדיקי מלצור, יצווה כדרבון לנו ולכולה, ולרואי כרוב, ולתיים בי אפילו ביטו לצורך, ואיבו, דהב לפרצי, so, first of all, זה פעל המוי, יזכה לי כאן לשיטה of Tesis, and most ashamed, because we saw that Teisve says in regard to the Gemara where Rabbi says loy kash Yehovah boso ho bishlishoso vishriach rifte bichol bote loy mitzni vamos mishriach rifte bichol bote mitzni so bishlishoso loy mishay en vaboso mishay so Teisve says the pshat is pirish pam shem mishayev ולא חייך לחזים וחשינון כיוון אפילו גירו פעם שכיוון אפילו גירו פעם שם השיירת אבל חייך לחזינון חשינון כיוון ליפון משיירת so this is said that the פשע אם רואים משיירת בשלושה so doesn't mean she never leaves a remnant it means sometimes she doesn't leave a remnant she consumes it completely she eats it up completely but sometimes she does leave a remnant so the mail he says was a shafti rabbi kabzir Why? Because there are Rishonim who say that Abaye cannot accord, Abaye's teretz cannot accord with Rav Zeireh, but can only accord with Rove, but cannot accord with Rav Zeireh, because Rav Zeireh said, "Loi kashe, ho biposa ho bilechem, biposa loi mishayre, bilechem mishayre," and here Abaye says, and Rav Zeireh is referenced to Yudimu, to the Mishnah. So there are some Rishonim who say, that Abaye's teretz, where it says, "Bishlishoso loy mishayre," is chelik a Rav Zeireh, because Rav Zeireh says, "Bilechem is mishayre," and Baramoy says like this. Bashein kei teisves, teisves holds no, that the pshat in Abaye, when he says, "Bishlishoso loy mishayre," so he doesn't mean mishayre never lives in Abaye. Pam shir mishayre. But sometimes he does leave a remnant. So Mimele, it's also Shapir Rabbi Rav Zeireh. Because when Rav Zeireh says, Loi kashe, ho biboso bo blechem, biboso loi mishayre. So that means biboso never leaves a remnant. Never leaves a remnant. And bilechem mishayre, it means lechem sometimes. And Rashi, so also says, I mean, for us it's also much like that. So according to Tesis, when it says, Rav Zeireh says, "Loi kashe ho biboso bo blechem," so it means biboso loi mishayre. So Rav Zeireh means biboso loi mishayre. He doesn't leave a remnant. It is not complete. The whole thing itself, all the boss doesn't leave a remnant. But blechem, it might leave a remnant. Sometimes it leaves a remnant, and sometimes it doesn't leave a remnant. So Mela is also Shapir Abaye Kerav Zeireh. Shapir Abaye Kerav Zeireh. But the Balamoyer should be that when Rav Zeireh says, Bilechem Mishayre, so that it always leaves it, that it leaves a remnant. That it always leaves a remnant. So Mela, this is how the Balamoyer explains Rav Zeireh. So he says, Suki Vishmaitik Rav Zeireh Doma Bilechem Mishayre. So it always leaves the remnant. So the mele becomes Buhabik Yemechtz Almecht. Yemechtz Almecht. So once Once we assume the Da'arba, grab it, the Chametz bundle, so it is certain that a remnant was left. And that remnant that was left, where was it left? In the Chorin, in the Zdokim of the house. So Mimele, it's only one Sofik. So that's why he is required to make it Tikei again. Only one Sofik, whether the Da'arba grabbed the bundle of Chametz or not. But once we assume that he grabbed the bundle of Chametz, So there was certainly a remnant left in the Chorin Mizrach of the house. We could walk in Achsamech, so it's all people, Shumla Teire, our Dikei Ritzorich. So even according to Rav Zeire, Dikei, if he was Mivate, so Dikei is not required to make. Because one Sofik is enough. One Sofik is enough. Our Dikei Ritzorich, this Vekir Rabbonanu, we cool it. With the Loik Rav, so we have to explain the Balamoya also that way. Not that the general principle of Sveikid Rabbanu Likule applies to Bikas Chametz. That's impossible. Because the whole Takoni was Niskar al-Sofik. Every time one is Beidik, Baish Machlis in the Chometz, so it's only Sofik. But he means, since the Baish was already Niskar. And from the point of view of probability, so the chances are 9 against 1, that the Darbo did not disrupt the Cheskas Boduk of the house. But Al-Bidin is Sofik. But two Al-Bidin is Sofik. But here it's not a question of being Cheshish, whether it's Mechuyiv to be Cheshish or not. Here B'tir is Fadai. If the Cheskas Boduk of the house was not negated by the Sofik of Kavua, which B'tzias is in all probability means that the Da'arba grabbed a bundle of matzah. So Mimele, it's recorded with Leike Rabbi. So he says, because according to Rabbi, because Rabbi says, not only so the Baal Moya explains, that according to Rabbi Zeire, that he says Lechem Mishaire, it means he vadai lives over Rabbi. And Rabbi is Chelik al Rabbi Zeire, and Rabbi holds no. We see from the Russian of Rove. What did Rove say? Hai mai bishli mosam imar havi imar havi. Vim tinsim imar havi imar achalte. Avo hoche di vatai di chazini di shokal. Miyema di achalte. So Rove says in so many words, there is a possibility that achalte and no remnant is left over. But there is a sofik. So mimile in sofik makes me di vatai. So is vatai. So he says, Avo li Rove, why? So even if he was not mevatel, he's not mechuyev to do anything, not even to be mevatel. Neither of the kenor people. Why? Because we have two sveikes. Eima have male have. Vintim tzel eima have. Eima achalte. Mashenkin according to Rav Zeire, we cannot say eima achalte. Because it's a vadai mishai. And now go, certainly lives over. Vichiben. The Sugyan Kirab Zeir and Yukas Kabbalah. So the Mela sins according to the Balamoyer, so that goes according to Rab Zeir. So that means that Allah is like Rab Zeir, that Arba is Vada Mishal. But the Yesh Mishayim made the Rabbi be Arba, the Vada Shi Yura Mishal. All right, that's something else. Anyway, so that's the Balamoyer. So what does the Balamoyer say? The Balamoyer says that the whole Sugyan goes according to Rab Zeir. Who says Lechem Shai? So Mimele, we don't have two Sveikes, we only have one Sofik. Maybe the Arba didn't even grab Chametz. But we don't have another Sofik. Maybe the Arba ate up everything because they call it Rav Zeire. So an Arba certainly is a Vatai lives over a remnant. And that remnant is in the Chol and the Zlokin, is Vatai in the Chol and the Zlokin. In the Arba grabbed the Chametz. So he says, but Mashenkin, so he says, Mashenkin, so Mimele, according to Rav Zeire, so next week we don't have. So it's only one Sofik, so Mimele he is required to make a big beetle, but he cannot, even according to Rav Zeire. Mashenkin, according to Rav Zeire, well, he has next week. So then, even beetle he doesn't have to make. So the Raive, Omer Avron, come on Yorim, you see. Tell him it was. Diki Rove, high test siburim shall matzah. Avu bitul itzorich. משום דייקת רצריק סופיק מצ ואימר החלוק מכלל לרב זיירה לקה סופיק אכילה אותו לרב זיירה בדם שיירה קורמה. So he says, כמה יורים איזה דייקי רוב הייתה שומע אפילו ביטוי צורת. In other words, this is what the Balmoyer says. משום דייקת רצריק מכלל רב זיירה לקה סופיק אכילה אותו לרב זיירה בדם שיירה קורמה. But the Balmoyer says in the name. The Pshat in Rav Zeira is that Vada Mishayim. Vizu Tipchus Deilon, it says. Elo Vada Ay, Eva Mishayim Koma. Im Keil Rav Zeira Nabe, Trei Zwei Kehav. Vito is Deilon Vizu, di Koma ke Mechza al Mechza Dome. Vito, Vito. Vana Mibdika Askino. Wait, so, Ushnei Tziburin, איך עושה מעצה ואיך עושה חומץ יחייה ובואי דיקי אם לאו דיקי ביי של בודי קרינו לאחר בו וחומץ וכבאי היה ואמרינו נתחי סרינקי ובתחי סרינקי מסתכלים רק משני ארבור אם איך עושה חומץ ואיך עושה מעצה ובאי סכו והוא ידיר להם נאי היה ותחי סרינקי ולא אומר להם מימה שני בוטים ואיך עושה בודי אלא על כל חומר דיקי עסקי ואך ניתס ציפורים כי הרי קודלו דיקי נאמר בוי so that was how it was going to say in here, like the Rambam. So over there, the Rambam is massive. And here I see like Rambam. The Chippor is a few people with one. Oh, so he says, you be boy, you may not have a moment when you have a place to take it, you be boy, but Rambam will be boy. But he made this a very important point. No should be name it. Today she is shusli arbo le ochtay. We come mash for one, she tzorech livdik. Vein le lehashim, at today she nechleno. Hoi u bai zeh hozak lechleno. ליצור דיקה, חוזה הווי איז כשאין מבוטק. וזה הטעם לכל מצריך הדיקה. So how does the Rambam explain it? Now he says that he's according to Rav Zeira. Who says, לך משיירה, he doesn't mean ודה משיירה. אימא משיירה. אימא משיירה. So then the question arises, so there is a very strong point raised by the Balmoyer. So even Bittl shouldn't, well, he's chelik on the whole thing. He says that even Dike is required. But he shouldn't be required to make Bittl. Is his vex like it? So he says as follows. The words. Here the aloche is that if the bias is a mocking shemachmisim bechomets, shemachmisim bechomets, so then he's mechuyev to make Bittl. And he's mechuyev to be mevatel mid the raiset. If the bias has a shem of a bias shemachnis and chomets, what it means a bias shemachnis and chomets? Well, a bias in which chomets is like. Whether there is chomets or not, we don't know. But as long as it's a bias shemachnis and chomets, as it's a mocking where chomets is likely, so mimele, there is no chiddik. There is no chiddik. But if it's a bias shemachnis and chomets, if a bias shemachnis and chomets, so then there is a takonis chachomim, you have to be bainik. Every bias that machnis in chomets, and you can't even apply zveke rabbanon or even svek zveke. The question is whether it's a bias she machnis in chomets or it's a bias she machnis in chomets. So once we determine that it's a bias she machnis in chomets, so ya mechuyev b'tirasvara to be beidik. And if it's a bias she machnis in chomets, so b'tirasvara ya potter to be beidik. It's the same way. Now let's say, suppose someone has a bias. Someone has a bias where it's a mokin shemachnis in the chomets. It's a bias in which he eats every day. So he's mechuyev to make dikin. He didn't make dikin. And then after Pesach, so someone wanted to check on him whether there was chomets or not. So after Pesach, so he ransacked the house, he made a thought, dikin, and he didn't find a crumb of chomets. But it's a bias shemachnis in the chomets. It's a bias in which he's mishtamech the chomets every day. And the Bala bias did not make any dike. After Pesach, somebody else made a dike and didn't find the common chomets. So what does it mean? Does it mean that he was mevatel the mitzvah of dike? Or he wasn't even mevatel the mitzvah of dike? So it means that he was mevatel the mitzvah of dike. It's not just that he is a pesheya because he was in there. And the aloche of nischavim lechel psach hazir ve'olam yodim psach tle, so he's considered a chayte. So we don't say since he didn't know that coincidentally there was not a crumb of chomets. he didn't know about it. So maybe he was mishaving to neglect a certain mitzvah. A certain mitzvah is chachomim. So he's a b'sheyah. From that point of view, no, it's more than that. He was mevateil. He was mevateil the mitzvah. He was mevateil the mitzvah of dikeh. And if he was mevateil, he was even the mitzvah of dikeh. And suppose he wasn't even mevateil, believe? So then, even though it turned out that there was not a klum of chometz found after Pesach, so I would say that he was mevateil the eser deraisa of tashbis also. The eser deraisa of tashbis also. Because every mokim shemachnisim the chometz, so he's mechuyev with the raisa to be beinik. If he was not mevateil. And if he was mevateil, so he's mechuyev with the rabbanon. So even though it turned out later that there was not a klum of chometz found, but he didn't know about that. And it was a place where chometz was likely. So he was mechuyev to be beinik. So the Mele, so the Rebbe says, true that there is a Sveikis. At the end, we have two Sveikis. We have two Sveikis. Why? Because one Sveik is maybe the Harbor grabbed a bundle. Maybe he grabbed a bundle of Chometz. I'm sorry. Maybe he grabbed a bundle of Matzah. The Modla Matzah. And then you have another Sveik, assuming that he grabbed a bundle of Chometz. Assuming that he grabbed a bundle of chometz, but since he ate it up, and didn't leave any remnant, so he shouldn't be mechuyev to make it decay. But the answer is this: when do we have to sveikis? After a certain interval, he left. Now he was beidik the bais, and then he left certain bundles. And then he saw an arbor grabbing one bundle. And he doesn't know which bundle he grabbed. So, true, that it's very possible that the arbor will eat up the whole bundle of chometz. But an arbor cannot eat an achilogasso and eat up the whole bundle of chometz in 1 second. So it will take him some time. It might take the arbor a whole hour until he eats up the whole chometz. So that means the moment he becomes cognizant of the fact that an arbor grabbed the bundle of chometz, and before the hour elapsed, so then he has only one sofik. Then he has only one sofik. So Mimele, since he has only one sofik, so Mimele, at that moment, the bais, what kind of a status does it have? A bais shemachmisi b'chometz. Because kol kavua ki mechza al mechza don. So Mimele it becomes a mokim shemachnisi b'chometz. It becomes a mokim shemachnisi b'chometz. So since it's a mokim shemachnisi b'chometz, he's mechuyev to be beidik, even if he was mevatel, because the whole takone, the whole chiyuv dikeh was niskan lasofik, and the Raavad disagrees with the Balaam Roya. The Balaam Roya holds that even though there is a loch of kokov wakimach al bechadome, so it has been al-pedin, it's considered a sofik, but it doesn't become a mokim shemachnis b'chomet just because al-pedin ayat b'cheshish. Because in order to become a mokim shemachnis b'chomet, then it has to be determined on the basis of probability. And from the point of view of probability, so it's 9 chances against one that the Arbor web. Matzah, that's the Balamoya Shite, but the Raavad is Chilukan Balamoya. The Raavad holds, if Al-Pedin is considered Sofik, so true, it's 9 chances against one from the point of view of probability. The Arbor didn't grab, but Al-Pedin way have to be Cheshish. For this 1 chance out of against 9, I have to be Cheshish. So Mimele, since Al-Pedin is a Sofik and I have to be Cheshish, so the whole Cheskas Boduk was disrupted, was negated. So the bias became the first moment when he becomes cognizant of the fact that the arbor grabbed a bundle and he doesn't know what kind of a bundle. And possibly, Al-Pedin, I have to be Cheshish, maybe he grabbed a bundle of chometz. So you cannot say Svek Sveke. You cannot say Svek Sveke because only after an hour will elapse, you'll be able to say Svek Sveke. But until an hour elapses, it's impossible for the arbor to eat up the whole bundle. Even his chometz, to have eaten up. So, Mimele, the moment he becomes cognizant of this circumstance that the arbor grabbed, So there is only one suffix, and al kadim is a suffix. It is to be treated like a suffix hashokol. So mele, at that moment, the cheskas boduk is disrupted, is negated. It's not boduk anymore. So since it's not boduk anymore, so it acquires what kind of a status? Mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. So mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. So the chachomim were mechayev to be beidik with teiras vaday, not because maybe they will find chometz. Even if klapishmai is galiyah that there is no chometz, and if it's not beidik, is mivatei lemitzvus chachom. This is what I'm saying. Now, all right. So we see. So the Rebbe here agrees with Rambam, but the Rebbe and the Asoke is. The Ayvet and the Asog is Chilik and the Rambam. So that intends to indicate that I mean that it's not the same Ayvet. In other words, that the Ayvet, the Asog is under the Baal Eshel. The first Ayvet and the Ayvet and the Rambam, so we know that the second Ayvet is the son of the Baal. There's the son of the Baal Eshel. There are certain things, I mean, this is not a... That's not the longish raya. This would be a raya by chachmis, by scholars of chachmas Yisrael. I mean, but it is mentioned some of those who consider themselves experts in Jewish history. So they say that the raya, the raya Balasokis and Rambam is the same as the raya Balasokis and Rambam. Why? Because just as the raya in his Asokis and Rambam. So many times he's very sharp in his expressions and in his criticism of what of a certain aloha that the Rambam mentions. So the Ayved in his Asoges and the Balamoyer is also just as sharp and even sharper. I mean, so the Chol, but that's not the Ray at all, because they were a father-in-law and a son-in-law. I mean, so maybe they are both very sharp. But what could be, I don't know, I mean, that is not mentioned by anyone. But you'll find in the Asoges, in the Asoges and the Riv, so you find Omar Avor. And then in the Asoges and the Rambam, so most of the time you also find the expression Omar Avor. Sometimes you find Kosova Ayvetza. Now what does it mean Kosova Ayvetza? So I mean the Ayvet couldn't write Kosova Ayvetza. So it is assumed, I mean, that one of the Talmidim of the Raimed, certain Asoges were written by the Raimed himself, and certain Asoges were not written. The Raimed did not have an opportunity to write it down on the margin of the Rambam. So one of the Talmidim of the Raimed, for Asoges, he heard it from the Raimed, and then he put it down. So I mean, this is the way it is assumed, but it's possible, I mean, that everything that is on the Rambam, I mean, I didn't see that anybody should say it, but this is a theory in history, it's not a theory in Omnis. So it's possible that all the Asogis of the Raimit and the Rambam were written by the Raimit or Asogis, the second Raimit. But certain things he says in his own name, and the other things he says not in his own name. He says in the name of his father-in-law, who was already Mifta. So that's why he says, Kosova Ayvetza. So in other words, when the Rambam, it might be, I don't know what it is like, but it might be that when the Rambam said, Ayvet says, yeah, Kosova Ayvetza, you'll find many times, Kosova Ayvetza, so it's not written by one of the Talmidim of the second Ayvet, it was written by Ayvet Balasoges. But this is not Ishite, he just wants to mention what his father-in-law, the Ayvet Dorishin said. So he says, Kosova Ayvetza, afterwards my father-in-law said, Loi Mechver. So Mimele, we could say that the Ayvet Balasoges and Rambam is the same Ayvet as the Ayvet Balasoges and Balamoya. And it could be that he uses sharp expressions, because he's the same person. But the Ravid's own Shite is like the Rambam in regard to that. And here is the Ravid himself, though, not the Talmud of the Ravid. The Ravid himself, though, because of the Ravid's are my father-in-law, the Ravid. So, say, Loi Mechmere, from you say, Eloin dem Vito, Avon dem Dike, Sveke de Rabbanu. I don't know whether this is so. This is the possibility. Okay. Yeah.
21st Shur in Pesachim.
Just cover the first seal of Tishah Tzibun Shomatzeh Be'arz Chomet. V'yos ha'alvo v'shokal v'yadino v'yimatzeh shokal v'chomet shokal ha'im v'teishah hamri Pivich v'yos ha'alvo v'shokal ha'im v'seif v'tna v'teishah hamri kula v'yichim v'sa shchuto v'ahas v'cheres v'amadeiro v'lokach v'achas mehem v'yidia v'yid v'lokach sveiki v'oseh u'v'nitzo holach ha'alvo. This is what we cover, the first seal. Now, so Teisa says, now Rashi, why is it a big? So Teisa says, we hear. If it becomes big, so what relevance says the Deen, the Mishnah of Tisha Hanuiz? There it's a question of the Raisi, it's a question of the Rabbanon. So Teisa says that we have to apply the Rashi to the case where Lord Pitei. So it's also a question of the Raisi. And we pointed out that Teisves does not say that Rashi Shita is that even we got Bidike, so we cannot apply the Aloha of Svikit Rabbanu Bikule, because the whole thing was Niskan Lasofik, that's the Rambam Shita, because Rambam can say that, but Rashi himself and Afyud says that in the case where he was Mivate, so since because Chomet is only the Rabbanon, so then we are made. So because of that, Teisa says that Rashi must have reference to the case where Lloyd be there. So it's a question of the Raisi. But if he was with Matthew, so even if it's Lloyd be Raish, so he doesn't, by Teisha Tzibur and Shomatzo, the Echot of Chomet, he doesn't have to be, so he doesn't have to be there, even if it's Lloyd be there. Now that's Rashi. Then, what Teisa says to Kradikashi, Veit Koshi, the Teisha Hanuiz, Leka cheskes heter, avoloche eik mea cheskes oduk, do avi poduk maire, so it has a chazoke. So even though there is a reyese, so mele the chazoke is not in the bare, but the chazoke should be effective anyway. So in other words, so Teisves is chilek avash. And even in the case, according to Teisves, even if he was not in bare, what he had the reyese, so he should not be mechuyev to make people or b'diki, because he can rely on chazok. And Rashi Shite is not. In the case where it was not the battle, now Rashi is not like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so if Lloyd Pirei, so he's mechuyev to be b'diki even if he was the battle. Because that's the Magnishin explanation of the Rambam, the whole chiyuv b'diki is miskar lasot. So maybe we cannot say it's either only good. Now, the shita of Rashi is not like that. In the case where he was mivatel, then he wouldn't be mechuyev to be made. But where is the mechuyev to be mivatel or to be made? Only in the case where he was mivatel. So it is something that I see. But according to things, so even though he was not mivatel, the idea that I say, we still rely on Hazok. Mashiach came according to Rashi, so we do not rely on Chazoke. Why not? Because the same longness that is due according to the Rambam, but the Rambam applies it even to the Chiddikim the Rabbanon. Rashi doesn't apply it to the Chiddikim the Rabbanon, but where he was not in Vatim, and the Chiddikim the Raise, so then Rashi also holds that inasmuch as there is a Chiyuv of Bio with Raise, the Chiyuv of the Kiyuv was not in Vatim, as the Ram points out. So in the Mele, we cannot apply the Din Chazok. If there had been the Dio of Chazoke, so then it certainly applies even to the Mitzvah of Diki. But in the case where there is no, where there is a Reis, so the Bio of Chazoke doesn't apply. But in Kolatel, even by the Raises, so the Din Chazok applies. Masha'in came Ligabi the Mitzvah of Dike. So Dike means that if there is, as long as it's a Sofik, so the Mele is the Chuyav to be made. So that's why the Gemara says, according to Rashi, in the case where it was not divided. So if it's going pirates, so it's kavua, so the melee it's a safik, so it has to be there. Alright. And according to this, so it does not have to be made. It will go out the market because we rely on the bill hazake, even though the bill of hazake doesn't apply. Now, so the re applies this gemore of kavua regarding the Israel Machim. Now, the tzlach, now, so we see that according to Rashi, so this cannot have reference to the Israel Machim. Why not? After all, there is halacha of kol kavua kemechsalatadon, and the kol kavua is meluva poris. So why couldn't it apply to the Yisrael? So the Tzlach says that according to Rashi, insofar as the Yisrael is concerned, so even if it's pirish, we also out of the shoka. So it would still be osir. Taisa says, we give a little and shave the out of the bites, the means of a boy in shoka. So that was, that means if pirish, so if he be out of the bites, so and if it was pirish before, so it would be mutabachile on the basis of all the boys more than. Tzlach says, no, Rashi cannot apply this gemore, to Pirish, to Achille, because insofar as the Issa of Achille is concerned, so even if it's Pirish, it would be also Achille. Why? Now, the Shittas HaRambam is that Chometz is a din of Dor Shini Shel Makir. Why? Because after Pesach, so it's muta b'achir. The Amishim b'achir. Why they hold that Chometz does not have a din of a Torah Shemitah? So the Ram and the Mordechai, they both say that Chometz does not have a din of a Torah Shemitah. So the Ram says that the reason why Dor Chometz does not have a Torah Shemitah, because when does Chometz, when is someone to be considered as a Torah Shemitah if the thing itself after Pesach will be muta? Masha'im ki chometz, even though we passed it, like Rabshimen, that chometz lachar ha-pesach is muta minachis, but not only tosa, except if it's tahubes chometz. But the chometz behem, so even after Pesach is tosa, so it's not in the Roshi Yishu material, because even after Pesach will be osa the behem. But the tahubes of it will be muta. So the Shittas HaRambam is, that in view of the fact that Tarubes of Lachar HaPesach is Muter, so maybe it's considered a Dovah Sheishu Matiri. So the Ram says no, it cannot be considered as a Dovah Sheishu Matiri, because the Chol HaPoch has the Rabbonon even after Pesach, so it will be Osir, it will always be Osir, except if you'll be Nare the Chomet. So, but the Be'er itself will always remain an Osir, so maybe it's not Dovah Sheishu Matiri. The Mordechai is also Chelka Rambam, and the Mordechai says that Chometz has a din of a Dovah, does not have a din of Dovah Sheishu Matiri, because when the second Pesach will come, it will be, again, be Osa. When can something be considered Dovah Sheishu Matiri? If at some future day it will become Mutar, and it will remain Mutar for good, Masha'im ki v'chometz after Pesach. So too, the Tarubes of it will be muter even with Rabbanon, but when the next Pesach comes, it will again become osir. So maybe it's a Dor Shemitah. But Shittas HaRambam means that Chometz has a din of Dor Shemitah. So Mele says, since Chometz has a din of Dor Shemitah, so the din of Kol Kiporis doesn't apply. Now the Slav should point out that at that point itself there is a machleket between the Ram and the Rashbo in Sefer Avin Sachidish. So the Ram says that by Jew, the Padosh is a material. So at Nubelot, there is no deal of Pito. But the Aloha of Rome applies. The Aloha of the Pogis and the Pogis applies. The deal of Pito doesn't apply. But the deal of the Pogis and the Pogis applies to Rome. der Rabbis geschieht auf der Rahmen Beizem, der Kalle von Beizem, der Gimbo Beizem. Now, der Rajbo, she did not really say that she is that the just is there is no people in the so for the, so there is no din of law so we don't rely on law so the law of all the Polish no the Polish doesn't apply to the Russian issue materially either so mele seems so so the Tach says the Tach is she by the Rambam the Trommel says the din of the Russian issue materially and that he doesn't point out so we have to say also that the Rashi Shitei is like the Rashi Bona Ben Sakeish. The just that there is no people in the Rashi Shitei material, some may lack in the healthy bottle, some may not want health or doesn't apply either. Doesn't apply either. So some may maybe the Rashi could not apply it to the Israel. Rashi could not apply it to the Israel. Er hat schon Matze, er hat schon Kochamitz.